Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It is Dave and Fionnuala with today's That's the Sound. But what's the story?
I will try to scam you.
So either you remember or we have to inform you. A couple of weeks ago, we learned about Brad Pitt being used as a face to scam a woman out of hundreds of thousands of euro in France. The woman thought she was talking to Brad Pitt, started sending him loads of money. He said he was going through divorce proceedings and that he had no access to his bank accounts and that he was getting really sick, and she ended up transferring a load of money to who she thought was Brad Pitt. But of course it wasn't him. She was devastated about it. She didn't get the money back. Very tough. Seeing some of the photos that were sent to her pretending to be Brad Pitt ended up on Twitter and on the internet, and in fairness, they were crude. They weren't absolutely slick.
Like, if you just had a very, very quick passing glance, you could be taken in. But any sort of prolonged look at these photos, you would be questioning.
But now we fast forward to today, and Chris Martin's likeness and images were used in a scam to take money off an Irish woman, and she handed over 25,000 euro to somebody that she thought was Chris Martin. But of course it wasn't. So what happened there? It was during COVID, and it's only come to light now because these scams, they're slow burners. They're not going to go in hot and heavy immediately and go, well, I like the look of you, I'm Chris Martin, send me money now. They're going to do it over a period of months, and if they think you've enough money, they'll do it over a period of years. So this woman was in love with Coldplay, and she responded to just a normal Coldplay post on social media. And then she got a DM from someone saying, I'm Chris Martin, thanks for being a fan. And then phone number was exchanged. Then she was love bombed by somebody who said he was Chris Martin. Then he said he was opening an orphanage. Send me money now. These orphaned kids, you know, I'm a great fella. I'm Chris Martin. You need to send me money. So drips and drabs. First it was a couple of hundred. Then it was up on 700-800, and then big transfer, 22 grand. And over the course of the scam, 25 grand from an Irish woman to somebody pretending to be Chris Martin. And for legal sake, of course it wasn't Chris Martin, it was scammers.
He has no involvement, the Coldplay frontman. So this woman has been chatting to RT about it, and it's so hard when you're reading it, because I think a lot of people would be reading what she says about the type of messages that were coming through, as Dave said, oh, I'm opening up an orphanage, oh, I can't access my money because of the pandemic. And you're thinking, okay, how would you not think that there's something maybe a little bit off? But then again, you don't know what else is going on in someone's life, and maybe this is something that, you know, they're genuinely getting excited about. Going back to something you acknowledged at the start, Dave, they don't go in straight away demanding money. They do invest the time in getting a bit of a relationship going, granted only online over messages. But the initial reach out, like, how long does it take them to establish that you have that kind of money? Like, I'm just thinking, if I was to get lured into this, like, I don't have 25 grand to give them. Do you know? So I'm intrigued as to how they initially target someone and how they establish that this person could actually be in a position to give this money.
Not always will the scammers know if the target they're hitting has the means to give over money. However, if they do test runs with you, okay, I'm going to pretend to be Chris Martin. I'm going to target Fionnuala Corbett. I'm going to strike up a relationship with her. I'm going to get her to send me maybe 20 euro.
Right.
And then up to 100. Then maybe 500. So it goes like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, from very low amounts up as far as they can get. So what about if this woman was of more means? Maybe she was very rich and her mother and father had balls of money and she had access to that. The 25 grand was the limit for her. But if they target enough people, they will get into this run and eventually they will hit a big fish. It's a bit like mining for gold or Bitcoin or what have you. 99 times out of 100, you're just going to hit rock. All you need is one time to hit the jackpot and you become a rich scammer.
I think the answer to this, forget about scam awareness. Yeah, that's very, very important. We just all have to become really stingy. And anyone asking us for money, no.
No.
What, you can have a no.
No.
Bit of diesel money, no. Not a drop are you getting from me.
I don't care if you're pretending to be my brother or sister. You're not getting money out of me. It's a perfect way to not give over money. But I think we are becoming far more aware, especially since the GAA catfish and with the Brad Pitt story. And certainly this one, this stopped me in my tracks. Because it was all funny laughing at a French woman getting tricked by Brad Pitt. Ha ha ha, what an idiot. When it's an Irish woman and you can hear her and the pain in her voice, they're like, hey, hold on a minute. This doesn't happen to Irish people. We're not to be scammed.
It's hit closer to home. Honestly, just get stingy.
So that, I hope now makes sense of today's That's the Sound, What's the Story, why it was the way it was. And we need to say, in no uncertain terms, Chris Martin is not a scammer.
And I will try to scam you.
But the scammers will try and use Chris Martin.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.